Hello again, running friends. It's James here, and I'm back with another one of my daily running podcasts. I'm actually down here in London again this evening. It's Friday evening, and tomorrow and Sunday, my friend Brad Neal and I, Brad's a physiotherapist at Pure Sports Medicine down here in London, we're going to be presenting a course for physios, osteos, chiros, podiatrists, personal trainers, running coaches, all the sorts of people in a runner's life that ideally you'd like to stick in a room and talk about all things running, around particularly running gait analysis and gait re-education. So helping all these different professionals up their skills when it comes to helping assess a runner's form, assess a runner's biomechanics, understand why they move the way they move, and how that could potentially play into various common running injuries. Not only that, but also what we can then do about it off the back of the analysis. So starting to delve into a few coaching skills, coaching techniques, helping these various different professions, various different disciplines, just up their coaching game a little bit and get to a point where they're not just assessing, but also helping to give little tips, little cues to help actually improve running form in a really targeted kind of way. There's a reason why we decided not to go simply for a course where we would simply introduce physios or simply introduce sports rehab therapists, or work very individually with a certain type of clinician, certain type of professional. We felt that there are a lot of courses out there who are specifically pitched towards physios or towards osteos or towards podiatrists, when actually we thought it would be a whole load better to put a whole bunch of people with slightly different backgrounds, slightly different opinions on things, experiences of things, and ways of looking at things professionally in a room together to kind of hash it out and ultimately kind of hopefully broaden everybody's horizons. Brad and I always find it fascinating in terms of some of the conversations we end up having, and I think everyone kind of grows off the back of it. But one big thing that I wanted to really delve into and really get across was the importance when it comes to looking at running form of understanding that when it comes to looking at a runner and the way they're running, it's not just a matter of skill acquisition. It's not just a matter of, they've learned to run that way, or they run that way because it's just, a learned skill. It's more so important to understand that the way in which we all individually run is very, very much put together as a kind of collection of our collective strengths, weaknesses, areas of restriction, so tightness, areas of perhaps good range of motion but poor stability. And then as we start to factor in a little bit of fatigue as well, that's always interesting. It's also what starts to happen when we start reaching our limits in terms of strength endurance. Again, that becomes evident when we start looking at form under duress, under fatigue. So when we look at a runner from a gait analysis point of view, it's where possible. So it's not always appropriate if obviously someone's just coming back from injury, but where possible, it's really important to try and look at them as they're under a little bit of duress, under a little bit of fatigue, because it's not just how a runner looks when they're fresh that matters. It's how a runner looks when they're that little bit tired. What starts to break down first? Quite often, it's posture that starts to break down first and cadence starts to slip a little bit, and we start to get into a position where we start to overstride that little bit more and a lot of things begin to unravel from there. But again, in the context of, let's say, marathon training or half marathon training, as those longer runs get longer and those bigger weeks get bigger, we're going to be doing a lot of running on tired legs. So it's what your form looks like in that last third of a long run that really matters, rather than how pretty, in inverted commas, you can make it look when you are entirely fresh. Okay, so that's certainly something worth thinking about. And when it comes to the whole idea of form being a collection of our various strengths and weaknesses, when it comes to changing form, we can't just ask someone to consciously do something differently. We need to start working on the principle that if we need to start to get them running with a little bit more movement from the hips, we need to start working on them actually opening up their hips a little bit from a mobility point of view. So you need to do the exercises, the various strength conditioning drills, to actually facilitate some of the changes that we want to see from a physical, I suppose, movement competence point of view, or to have the movement available before we can expect to see it in someone's running gait. If we just ask them to consciously try and do something different, then they're almost going to be fighting against the body's path of least resistance. If you're running in such a way because you've got very poor extension and internal rotation at the hip, if we ask you to run in a certain way that tries to mimic what we would hope to see, yet you are still experiencing that restriction, then you're going to have to find the compensation from elsewhere, and that could potentially cause problems elsewhere in the chain. So very important that we focus on making small changes first. You know, the whole idea of minimum effective change, what's the least of a change we need to make to have a positive effect, rather than looking for night and day changes, and to support any changes we're trying to make with appropriate strength conditioning drills, exercises, etc., etc. So hopefully that gives a bit of an insight into what I'm going to be up to this weekend, and a bit of an insight into our philosophy when it comes to assessing running form and changing running form from a very, very superficial perspective. Anyway, when it comes to philosophy, obviously in the course we go into real depth, and Brad's actually finishing off his PhD looking at this very subject. So he goes deep into the weeds in terms of the current research, and it should be a really fun weekend. So I look forward to meeting our group tomorrow morning. Okay, folks, I look forward to hearing how everybody's getting on with their running this weekend. Don't forget, you can hit me over on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. So that's at Kinetic Rev. And of course, if you are listening to this on iTunes, you can head on over to iTunes. In fact, I would very much appreciate it if you head on over to iTunes, leave a rating, leave a review, let me know what's on your mind, and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Take care, guys. Bye now.